Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
What do I mean by not Roswell slides? Because not Roswell slides is what Kevin Randall referred to them, because they were not Roswell slides. Now, I don't know if we should mention too much about this Mr. Bregaglia and his connection with all this. Or maybe we should.
Well, so he was very much a part of this. He leaked information to a blogger whose name I don't want to mention, really, and really kept this ball rolling for maybe a year and a half before the event. You know, his support of it came up with. So one of the problems with conspiracy theories is you have this information and then you connect the dots. So, you know, he connected the people that had the pictures to General Eisenhower, because the military clearance must have been necessary. There were pictures of airplanes. Well, he either determined or convinced himself that the wife of the couple, that she was a pilot, and there were all sorts of, there was this whole web that he concluded. Well, when it came out, you know, first of all, Roswell wasn't part of it, and the Eisenhower pictures were taken from one of his publicity stops, where they, you know, a whistle stop tour on a train. So there was no personal connection, and it was just all this conjecture that got spun into this web. And this happens all the time with Jack the Ripper theories and JFK assassination things, and, you know, you name it. Where the imagination takes over, but includes some known facts, but the connections between them are not of any substantial nature at all. And I don't think that's an exception for the work of Tony Bregaglia. He's got tons of articles online, and his methods are bad, in my opinion, because he'll sometimes ring up an old person. I literally mean an old person that was involved in something, whether it was a Roswell case or had worked for a military institution, and he'll demand that, you know, out of patriotism, that they admit that something was connected, and they had seen an alien autopsy or something along those lines. And when they say, no, I didn't take part in that, I don't know what you're talking about, he takes it as a denial, and he accuses them of, you know, betraying the United States and, you know, the public good and things like that. So he's a bit of an extremist. Tony, if you're listening, I'm sure you'll disagree with what I've said, but this has been my history and experience.
Let me just tell our listeners very quickly. In his recent appearance in the Paracast, George Wingfield identified one or two people who might be using the name Anthony Bregaglia. Okay. I received a letter from Bregaglia very recently where he said, well, look, all these people know me, and he gives a complete list. He boasted that every article he puts on his site has 100,000 views, which we can't verify. That's a lot. And he also gave me a phone number, which I will not say on the air, but it is a Florida-based area code. So I guess we will eventually talk with him. I have asked him to follow up, because I'd like to get him on the air if he wants to come, and let him talk to Wingfield. Let them debate back and forth, and we can see where they stand. I will be frank, folks. I'd love to see it happen, but the chances that it will happen, well, how far below zero can you go?
Well, as for the Roswell slide, I mean, I think that it had been deliberately blurred on its release, and there was even some leaks beforehand where it was even more blurred, but just because the clear version of it you can tell that it was taken in like a small museum somewhere, and that you were looking at the mummified body of probably a Native American. I mean, it was obviously mummified and dark-skinned, and it would, to me, I mean, it took a great leap of an imagination that you were looking at something extraterrestrial.
Oh, I agree, and I don't know how this could have been. It was a year or two, maybe, that these slides were supposedly examined and shown to all sorts of experts, and you know that it baffled them. I think there was some rejection, and that they just didn't want to hear it. They were so determined to prove that it was alien that they were just only listening to supportive data. But I mean, there were so many clues in it. I mean, it's a conventional glass case. You can see the brackets and things. And if this was an alien body, you would think it would be in some kind of a clean room, and you know, and possibly on an autopsy setting or something like that. But you know, here's a little sign, whether you can clearly read it or not. You know, usually top secret labs don't have little signs on them to say what they are. And there were even items in the background, and you could see in one of the pictures there's a woman standing behind the glass case, and you can see that she's in a blue dress, which is not standard wear for, you know, there was nothing about that really fit the story, and somehow they went with it anyway.
Well, this guy Moussan worries me. I saw him quoted very recently on some matters, but the issue is here, when has he ever, ever been right about anything? Anytime, anywhere. You know, cried wolf, the man who cried wolf, what has he ever said that you could verify?
I think that he did some good work with the whole Mexican UFO sightings, and I can't remember exactly when they started. There was an eclipse going on, and there was pictures and videos taken of a UFO over Mexico City, which then spread throughout Mexico, and Moussan and his show covered that quite a bit, and I you know, brought a lot of international attention to this UFO flap going on in Mexico.
Okay, so a stopwatch is right twice a day.
Oh, that's kind of how I feel. The thing is, he will present any kind of UFO evidence, genuine or not, and that's my problem with it. There's got to be, if there's no reject pile, I have a big problem with that.
Well, yeah, how you tell what's the legitimate stuff and what's, you know, a steaming pile somewhere.
And if a person gives you something where 90% of it is steaming piles, he must be making extra money from the steaming piles.
Well, he has or did have, I don't know if he still has it or not, that television show, so, you know, gotta sell that commercial time.
Right, but remember, with a television show, it doesn't have to be accurate. It has to have good ratings and sell. We don't want to get into the
exactly.
News outlets around there, but you see the picture. You can have the greatest, most scientific show everywhere, but if it doesn't get the ratings, doesn't sell ads, forget about it. Tim?
Well, I was going to say, we have another question from our good friend Richard Hawkins, and he wants to know if we could discuss Tim Beckley for a moment. He says, we all knew him, and we all know about his books and his work, but do any of us know what his personal thoughts on the UFO phenomena was?
I'll tell you quickly, and then we'll go on with Kurt. I first encountered Tim Beckley when I was 15 and he was 13. All right? And I think we were kind of rivals because we had rival flying saucer clubs. But Tim was really smart in one way, which is even as a young teenager, he understood how to merchandise the things he did and how to sell the things he did. And I think that's one of his biggest characteristics. We have more to come. Kurt, Gene, Tim, you're in?
The Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
As our listeners know, Tim was actually an associate producer of the Paracast and helped us get some pretty good guests. And one thing I'll say about my memories of Tim, he put out a lot of stuff that you question. He put out some good stuff, and of course, our co-host Tim Swartz worked with him for a number of years. Tim was also very honest. I did some work for him for a number of years and helping him put and lay out his books and magazines. And he paid. He always paid. I never had to ask him. He'd eat him in advance some money if I needed it. So in that sense, he was a good guy. I worked in an office next to his apartment in New York, and so I see him occasionally. So I miss him. He was a fun kind of guy with lots of tremendous stories to tell. Did he have a serious interest? Yes, folks, he did. He really felt there was a genuine phenomenon involved that we need to understand. But again, he was also into merchandising. Kurt, you're about to say something about Mr. Beckley.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say I knew less than either of you two, so I was going to go first. So I knew him mainly from reputation. I saw that there were a lot of sensational things that he had printed. I've gone back and looked at some of the periodicals that he had and, you know, the publications, you know, the books for sale that both by him and other people. And, you know, it really covered the spectrum, and there were a lot of really bizarre fringe things. The few times that I emailed and contacted him, usually it was about some obscure question, and, you know, he had dealt with so much over the years. You know, there were only a few times where he actually, you know, had a good solid memory, but, you know, he was always willing to help, and so, you know, I was pleased with that attitude, and, you know, I wish I'd gotten a chance to know a little bit more about him. He's responsible for popularizing one of the big legends in ufology that I've written about, which was the Jackie Gleason-Nixon encounter of bodies. You know, he talked to Larry Warren, who had a story about hearing that supposedly from Jackie Gleason himself. And the story is full of holes, but, you know, it was something that he heard and that Tim Beckley heard from Warren himself, and he shared the information, and it's really had a huge life still circulating.
Tell our listeners very quickly what the legend's all about.
Oh, well, supposedly, Jackie Gleason was in forgotten the actual city, but near Miami where Gleason's golf course was there for a tournament. And President Nixon did actually give a short speech on the course one day. So, you know, they did play golf together a little bit. You know, some people are saying they were like dear friends, which may be an exaggeration. As the story goes, one night, Nixon showed up and took Gleason to a nearby base and showed him UFO wreckage and alien bodies in freezers. And there's no supporting evidence for any of this. And, you know, and supposedly Jackie Gleason, in the original version, which was told by Jackie Gleason's wife, you know, she was the only one to know about it. And then later, after Gleason's death, Larry Warren said that he sort of had it in a casual conversation visiting at Gleason's mansion in New York. And the flaw with that story is that Gleason had moved permanently to Florida in the 60s and no longer owned the property there. So that's a big hole in the story. That's it. It's just another secondhand story, like so many in ufology. And there was really nothing, no new element in it. It was just another crash saucer and bodies and nothing in there to tell us where they came from or, you know, a trace of physical evidence.
Yeah, Gleason had a pretty massive library on UFOs. And in fact, I think that it may have been in Florida. He had a UFO-shaped house, or at least it was, you know, kind of saucer-shaped.
Maybe you're thinking of Electric Light Orchestra and the exhibit they bring on their shows for a number of years.
Yeah, I saw that show with the UFO, so no. Gleason's house was definitely, you know, saucer-shaped. It wasn't one of those, you know, like pre-made UFO houses that were popular in the 60s. This one was very big and obviously very expensive.
Yeah, Tim's right on that. That was in New Jersey. In the 60s, and the main house was round, somewhat saucer shaped, but the little studio or garage or whatever was next to it was more definitely a UFO shaped creation. And but yeah, he had a huge library, and not just UFO. I mean, he was actually probably more interested in the ESP, paranormal reincarnation, and UFO was just part of the spectrum of his of paranormal beliefs. That you know, but he was apparently strongly convinced that we were being visited by aliens. He famously got in an argument with Gray Barker on the John Neville show, where he thought that Gray Barker had gone too far in some of the outlandish incidents. So it's not like his belief had no limits. You know, he wanted to keep things realistic and didn't think it was a silly topic at all.
Well, we understand with Gray Barker, he was 100% on the money there. Gray, I think, started out to be very seriously interested in UFOs, and over time decided to add more and more embellishments, to put it mildly. Tell us more about your history with Tim Beckley, Mr. Swartz.
Well, I first met Tim in 1983 after I had done an interview with J. Allen Hynek at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base Museum, Aerospace Museum. Hynek had been there giving a talk. It was some anniversary for Project Blue Book. So I interviewed him for the local CBS station and then put the story up on the satellite feed that was available for then all the CBS stations around the country. And, you know, Beckley must have saw that in one of the New York stations because he got a hold of me and wanted a copy, and I sent him a VHS copy, and you know, that's how it started for us. And then years later, I actually, you know, started writing for him, you know, writing books for his company, articles for his magazines, and things like that. And as you know, as Gene said, I mean, he was very honest in his work. Like Gene said, I mean, you know, he was one of the few publishers that actually paid on time, and was very good about that. And as Gene said, I mean, he knew how to market the subject. You know, some people said that there wasn't a UFO story or explanation that Beckley didn't like, which wasn't true.
We'll continue with more remembrances of Tim Beckley with Tim Swartz, Kurt Collins, and Gene Steinberg. You're in
The Pedicast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
News update. The serial killer in Los Angeles caught. USA's Skip Kelly with more.
A suspect accused of killing three homeless men in L.A. has been apprehended. He was already in custody for another murder near L.A. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna here.
By Thursday morning, they placed Jared Joseph Powell under arrest for murder and robbery.
He was charged with three homeless men's killings after a car identified near the first shooting was confirmed as the same vehicle present at the scenes of the three homeless men's killings.
In other news, you can hear the chaos after a bombing in the Philippines. The president there urging calm and promising justice. At least four people killed during the Catholic Mass. The attack comes just one day after the Philippine military killed 11 terrorists from an Islamic extremist group. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
This is Jennifer Stein, executive producer of The Disclosure Dialogues. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Tim's talking about his many years of working with Tim Beckley, and we'll continue with his descriptions. Go ahead, please.
Well, you know, like I said, a lot of people said that there wasn't a UFO story or explanation that Beckley didn't like or would embrace, and that's not true, but he felt that people should hear this stuff, whether, you know, it was off-the-wall crazy woohoo stuff. He still felt that, you know, it had some kind of value, and people, you know, needed to hear it. And plus, I'm sure that some of the crazier stuff brought in more money than, like, we were talking about earlier with the more mundane UFO stories. As for what Beckley himself believed in, I think that, you know, like the last few decades of his life, he was more and more starting to embrace the whole paranormal, interdimensional type of ideas around the UFO phenomena. He didn't feel, you know, that it was exclusively extraterrestrials. I mean, he said that could be part of it, but he felt there was other aspects to the phenomena that, you know, either, it's hard to say, but, you know, I mean, you know, some of the high, weirder, high strangest types of cases that were always kind of confounding to him. He was thinking that there was more to it than just nuts and bolts explorers from other planets.
Kind of like what Jim Moseley used to call it, the 4.5D theory. But even Dr. Hynek in his latter years was moving in that direction.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the interview that I said that I did with him in 83, at that point, he talked quite a bit about other dimensions and other realities that could be the source for UFOs.
I interviewed Dr. Hynek in the mid-70s. I wish I had the recording. I'm sure it's here somewhere. I may find it someday. In the meantime, he was saying pretty much the same thing then.
But, Tim, do you have your recording still?
I probably do. It would be on some of the three-quarter inch tapes that I have in my basement. And good luck trying to find a three-quarter inch player anymore. I mean, I know it's not impossible, but I have a huge collection of my work that some of them when I had the chance I put on VHS. But good luck finding a VHS player now.
Well, I'm sure there are other things that are worth finding. We're all going to encourage you to organize your collection and. That and some of the other treasures I think would be worth seeing.
It would be fun also to include the audio or the video file for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. I would assume one of your local TV stations, Tim, would have a three-quarter inch player.
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt it. Most television stations now have switched over to digital. And even if they do, even if they did still have the three-quarter inch decks, you know, like down in the basement somewhere, they probably don't have any way to connect them up anymore. Because, I mean, you know, you're talking about analog players, recorders, editors, that sort of thing. And everybody's digital now. It's just... I would have loved to have been able to work more with the digital aspect that they have now. But, yeah, I mean, in my day, it was all analog. It was either three-quarter inch or beta, you know, broadcast beta. And near the end of my career, they were just starting to get into digital, but it was still being recorded on magnetic tape.
And just think, though, if you could bring that into a computer and take Premiere or Final Cut Pro and edit and enhance those images, they'd really look quite good. Well, you know, maybe what you should do here, and we'll do it on the air right now, if somebody out there in Indiana near you, Tim, had a working three-quarter inch player, possibly an old TV set with the proper connection, which is also important, so it's not HDMI or something. Would you be interested in fishing out some of your recordings and trying to make a duplicate?
Oh, absolutely. I'd have to see, you know, where I've got it. You know, because most of my work was not UFO related, naturally. You know, I mean, I was in the news and production game, and it was, you know, the very little having to do with UFOs or ghosts and, you know, things like that. I got a ton of tapes on my, you know, travels across the world, you know, China, Bulgaria, places like that. But they're just now sitting, still in their cases in my basement.
The only concern I would have, of course, is the longevity of magnetic tape.
Yeah, the professional tapes that I use, which were, you know, most of them the stations would buy would be 3M, would probably still hold up. Now, you know, you were talking before about your cassette tape recordings, and I know I tried to play cassette tape recordings I made back in the 70s, and there was nothing on them. It was like, I don't know, after a while the oxide wears off or something. But yeah. all these tapes that I had made as a kid, you know, back in the mid 70s are now blank, even though I know that they weren't.
Actually have a recording of one of my wife's songs that she sang called Love Is the Reason, written by a guy named Michael Kingsley who worked with her. It was done in a studio called North Lake Sound, and we had a cassette. We also have the original, was it 2-inch tapes, the ones we had, 24-track studios. And the cassette was in pretty good condition. The only thing, there was a lot of hiss on it because I didn't have Dolby filtering in the particular cassette machine I set up. But it is in our form if you want to listen to it. She's a really, really good singer. And it's unfortunate that we ran out of money, which is quite often the case when you're trying to get into these careers before she could hit that next step, and she was close. In fact, we had a guy who produced our last recordings was a guy named Rob Sabino, who in the 80s produced Madonna and Chic and David Bowie and that kind of thing. He was a first-class producer, and he did the work for us, but we ran out of the cash to finish the project. And that's not unusual in the rock field. There are a lot of rock musicians who became very famous almost when they were completely broke and couldn't afford their next meal. I mean, you got to think about Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks before they joined Fleetwood Mac, or Eurythmics, Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox. They had just enough money to buy the electronic gear when they did their first recordings and became big hits. They were broke, solid, flat broke. So maybe we should have kept it on, just saying.
Yeah, talent and management and finance, it's really hard to get all those together. A lot of talented people go nowhere. They just don't connect and get the product out there for the public to see. I'm not a big fan of all the. There's a lot of junk on YouTube, but it's allowed a lot of people to get exposure and get a message across. And there are people who have all sorts of ideas, from makeup to dance to UFOs, UFO research. So that's been something that kind of helped level the playing field.
Well, they have, of course, people running full-time businesses on YouTube. There's a guy named Adam Reeder who was professor of rock. And he interviews people who are very, very famous on that show. And he's set up the business strictly on YouTube. Of course, he sells merch and everything, too, but that's where it originates from. We got more to come with Kurt, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Before we go on, folks, any further comments to make about the one and only Timothy Green Beckley?
Well, you know, I think a lot of the things that he focused on, like I remember his book on celebrity sightings of UFOs, you know, something that's very relatable to the public. And I think it would have been interesting if he had made the business connections to reach a mainstream audience. You know what? You know, things might have been a little different. I think, you know, the focus on some of the better known and well documented cases might have been there. But you know, a lot of the things though that he did are still of interest today. So anyway, like I said, in my few dealings with him, I found him to be a nice guy. So. That's all from here.
He was known as Mr. UFO, and that name was given to him by a member of the band Kiss, as I recall.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is. Also, he did an interview with May Pang, who was, as you recall, for a time the girlfriend of John Lennon. When John Lennon had a temporary split from Yoko Ono, she set him up with May Pang, and together they saw UFO. From New York, which formed the basis, by the way, of a lyric line in one of his songs.
That's a pretty interesting story. You know, he did a few sketches on that, and he told the story on film. Apparently it was a, you know, very important, whether it was physically real, I don't know. I don't think there's any evidence, but it was meaningful to him. There was a second witness, so, you know, we have to take it and give it some credibility.
She's still around, by the way, so maybe one of these days we should try to find her and see if she wants to talk about it in further detail. Interesting. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who are interested in UFOs are in show business. Years ago, Creedence Clearwater Revival did a UFO song. Jimi Hendrix did a UFO song. Then, of course, the Carpenters did a UFO song written by a band called Klaatu. If you remember that. It's still online, by the way. And anything from the Carpenters are worth it because she had the most incredible singing voice ever. And she died of anorexia like in her 30s. She was also an incredible drummer, by the way. First class, one of the best in the world. But very few people know that. But anyway, a lot of performing artists had either a UFO experience or wrote a song about UFOs. And, of course, we have
tons.
This band, which is a UFO legend itself, the Foo Fighters. And the Foo Fighters, of course, owes the name to the thing seen in World War II. And the Foo Fighters' recording label is called Roswell.
I remember the band Boston used UFO imagery on their covers. And it seems like the band, yes, had some imagery on theirs, too. And, of course, we already mentioned the Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah, no one ever asked Jeff Lynne about his interest in UFOs. They talk about the exhibit as if it's something that's big and showy because the way they presented themselves was big and showy. But that question is never asked of him. At least I don't know about it. Maybe somebody does.
Not that I've heard.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody has ever talked to him about if he had any interest in UFOs or if the design from the Out of the Blue cover and then the actual physical staged UFO came from him or, somebody else.
Of course, there's the pop culture aspect of it, too, that you seize upon topics for songs and presentation based on what people are doing, what people are talking about. If they were into sci-fi, they watched Star Trek or Star Wars or something, we could see where it influenced their songs because that's how they were written. An idea occurs to you, maybe you see something. It's like crazy stories like the song Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler was in an appliance store. And some guy in the back, a delivery guy or something, is talking back at the TV. The lyrics, money for nothing and chicks for free, those lyrics. And he took his pen, he tells the story, took a pen, got a pad of paper from the store counter. And while this guy's talking, he writes it down. And that becomes the core of the lyrics for the song Money for Nothing. Now, the other question I never heard anyone ask of him is, okay, you made a lot of money from this song. Actually, Sting did, too, because he did the backup vocals and had to have a piece of the action. Did you ever look up this guy at the appliance store and give him a check?
That would be interesting.
Kurt, looking at the UFO culture, what's going on today? David Grush, all this stuff, the Pentagon UFO program, Arrow, as opposed to APRO. Do you think anything's ever going to be resolved, or is this going to be one of those dreams that are never fulfilled?
I'll tell you, mostly, I really feel that it's a lot of spinning wheels. But there's some sincere effort out there, and there are some things that are being tried now that haven't been done before with instrumentation, and there's more access. So there is a chance, and I hold out hope for that. There's some more legitimacy given to it by more scientists. It's taken a little more seriously. A lot of this is window dressing, or some of it is the ego of the people, the promoters and things like that. But I do think, we're better situated than we've ever been before. There's more technology. There's, like I say, the legitimate scientists. So let's give it a chance. I'm not going to say never.
Well, Dr. Kirkpatrick, who's leaving the Arrow program, basically says privately he doesn't deny there are extraterrestrials. They just officially say there is no evidence, but then they never are asked to find the evidence. So frustrating that you have people make statements. This is true in politics especially, where nobody asks the follow-up question. Who, what, where, why, when? Ask the follow-up. Oh, well. I kind of think the same thing, folks. I don't think anything's going to be resolved. I think David Grush will disappear with Luis Elizondo. No, he's still around, but what has he done for us lately? I want to know. You don't think it's ever going to be resolved, Tim, do you?
Probably not, no. I would be surprised in my lifetime if it was, and then it would never be to anybody's satisfaction.
Well, it may be destined to remain a mystery. That's the big thing I bring up sometimes, because at my age, you think it better happen soon or I will be the oldest man on planet Earth before it does happen. So we have to consider it that way, whether that's a possibility. Kurt Collins, for people who are just aching to know what you're up to and they should learn, where can they find more of your stuff?
I've got lots of articles on UFO history and the weird happenings and characters at The Saucers That Time Forgot, and also have another site called Blue Blurry Lines, which deals more in modern events and the people and places and things.
You can check them out on Google or air.com to either of those names to find them. Tim Swartz, you are always into many things. Tell us more.
Sure. Well, you can find all of my books on Amazon.com. Just type in my name, Tim R. Swartz, and they'll all come tumbling out for your reading pleasure, both as print and ebooks. Our most recent book is Mimics, The Others Among Us, and we have a lot of guest authors in this book, and Gene Steinberg is one as well. So get out and get yourself a copy today. My website is conspiracyjournal.com. You know, I haven't updated it in a while. I really do need to maybe come up with a different site. I'm working on that. We'll see. But as with Conspiracy Journal, we like to say that it has all the weird news and information that they don't want you to know.
They want us to tell you that you can find us as the Paracast on Threads, on X, or whatever it's going to be called if Elon Musk is thrown out, or on Facebook. We haven't done TikTok yet, okay? No TikTok yet. Maybe next year when I get a watch. You can also buy branded merchandise for the Paracast at the Paracast.shop with four different logos to choose from. We offer the Paracast Plus, a streaming service that includes this show without network ads, with better audio, the After the Paracast podcast, where we continue discussions or have a few exclusive things going on after the Paracast. Learn more, go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. You can sign up in a minute. The lowest prices ever for subscriptions, theparacast.plus. Kurt Collins, Tim Swartz, thank you for making this another special roundtable for the Paracast.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thanks, Gene.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.